As organizations gain experience with virtualization, they soon realize that they could use some help to avoid VM sprawl, simplify their data center infrastructure, and make it easier to manage. I'm James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we are talking with Bob Fassina, Partner Development Manager for Unified Computing with Cisco Systems. Bob is responsible for sales of the Cisco Unified Computing System through national partners. He came to Cisco after 13 years at Hewlett-Packard Compaq. Before moving over to the vendor side, Bob spent 9 years in several technical and management positions at Kraft Foods. Bob here today to tell us about a unified approach to server consolidation and data center architecture that really can help you deal with some of the issues, again, that I just mentioned, while making it faster and easier for you to support the evolving needs of your organization. And Bob, really appreciate you taking time and joining me today.
Oh, thank you, James. I really appreciate your time.
First thing we need to do is make sure that everyone is on the same page in terms of a definition here of what unified computing encompasses. So from Cisco's perspective, what is UC?
Unified computing system is it's designed to unify, simplify, and amplify IT, its operations, while providing rapid responses and high levels of services to the end customer. When you think of it, Cisco started from a clean sheet of paper. The competition ended up with an accidental architecture as a result of their legacy. You know, Cisco's new approach has really served notice to the competition. The innovations in UCS has taken the x86 architecture and really catapulted it several years into the future. While it may not be revolutionary, it's definitely many, many steps in the evolutionary cycle of computing. Look at it. UCS has already achieved the number 3 position in blades, unseating Dell in the United States, and we're projecting that worldwide number 3 slot will be at the end of Q1. When you step back a little bit, UCS brings 5 distinct value propositions. The secret sauce is UCS manager and service profiles. Together, the provisioning and the reprovisioning capabilities allows for applications portability, which is key if you want to get to the hearts of the application developers and the lines of businesses. They only care about uptime and system availability, while the rest of IT is consumed with measuring downtime. A couple other value propositions that we have, there's 3 others. There's fiber channel over Ethernet, there's virtual network link, and extended memory technologies. And they all save money in 3 key areas. Reduced cables and components mean lower cost and power consumption, easily can save 500 watts per rack or half a kilowatt. VNLink allows for the network specialist to look inside the server or see inside the virtual machine to see what's going on. And what happens is it results in faster problem resolution. And then there's the good old extended memory technology. It saves a lot of money in terms of software licenses. Let's take Oracle, for example. You know, it licenses their application per core. Most often, applications are memory hungry. And what happens is that the customer typically will then default to a 4-socket, 32-core system. That's what gets purchased. Those extra cores can literally translate to an extra $80,000 in software licenses alone when you consider Oracle, Oracle Rack, the operating system, management agents, etc. So as you can see, Cisco's UCS really, really can drive a lot of costs out of the bottom line.
Yeah, of course, that's what folks are looking at these days, Bob. Let me come back to that idea of UCS really growing from a clean sheet there at Cisco. How new of a product line is this for Cisco? What can you share there?
Well, Cisco came out with UCS about 2 years ago. So we shipped our first server in June of 2009. We have literally sold thousands and thousands of these servers. We've got 2,900 customers already, so there's a lot of traction with UCS, even though it is new. And Cisco has done this many times before with new products, IP telephony, MDS, as well as telepresence. All these were businesses that started out new and became booming successes for Cisco.
I've had some conversations recently because companies are having to kind of rethink their infrastructures these days. And some folks have had a thought that any type of unified computing, UCS or other offerings, really can only be most optimized if it goes into really kind of a greenfield data center, something being built from the ground up. Yay or nay?
Well, UCS is a great spot for a greenfield data center, but let's be realistic. At the end of the day, how many customers have a greenfield scenario to move into? You have your customers that are going to do a data center expansion or they're going to move, et cetera, but that's not the lion's share. Most customers, they have a project. Their project might be a virtual desktop interface or VDI, or maybe a virtualization project, or maybe they're rolling out a new application for a specific line of business. What you can do with UCS is you can put together and architect what you need for that particular application stack and plug it into your existing infrastructure. UCS is different in some ways, but very similar in other ways. UCS is a pod-based type of architecture where our competition is either chassis-based architecture or rack mount, server-based architecture. So those servers, those chassis need to plug into the network, the SAN. Well, UCS plugs into the network, the SAN, in the same way. The way in which we connect from the fabric interconnect down to our chassis and our servers, that last 10 meters, that's different, and that's where a lot of the value prop is. But when you're talking about just putting an application into place, putting a solution in place, it plugs into your existing network and infrastructure very simply, very easily, very seamlessly.
Let's talk about for a moment in terms of kind of integration. Obviously, folks are going to have different technology from different folks in their data centers. So Cisco UCS, you're not really locked into then to one vendor's solution. It sounds like it can integrate and work with these other hardware, software that's already in place.
Oh, absolutely. Some folks, some of our competitors will say, oh, you can't work with Brocade, or you can't do this, you can't do that. And yeah, my only question to you is, does Brocade support NPIV? If it supports NPIV, which is the industry standard, then, well, UCS can easily plug right into that SAN infrastructure. It plugs into any networking infrastructure as well. So totally and completely interoperable with everything that's out there.
Bob Fassina joining us from Cisco. We need to talk security. It's always on folks' mind. A lot of server admins want to make sure that they have complete control still of their SANs. Network folks want to make sure no one's out there goofing around, making changes. Let's talk a little bit about the security built into Cisco's UCS.
That's really our strong point when you look at it. And it's built into the whole platform, into the architecture. One of the unique features of UCS is extensive role-based security. And that allows the IT teams, whether it's the server, the network, and the storage admins, all to work together. They define a policy, and once that policy is defined, they deploy that thousands of times or hundreds of times, depending on the situation. So what it is, it results in a dramatic increase to their productivity through the policy-based unified fabric that's out there. If you are a large organization, and you have functional silos, you keep them. Everyone looks at the defined settings and what other people have in place. You can see what's out there. But only those with the security access can actually go in there and change it. So, once again, if you have silos, you keep them. Everyone gets to see what's out there, but not everyone gets to change it. But if you're a smaller organization or a commercial type of an account where one person handles many disciplines, maybe one person handles storage and server, UCS is an enabler there, and it allows them to easily work across those two scenarios very simply and very easily.
There are a lot of questions, Bob, that folks in IT think about when looking at their infrastructure. Integration with other technology is a key one. We talked about that. Security also a key. We're going to talk price here in a second. But first, though, scalability. No one wants to buy something, have it work for them today, but be locked into it and not be able to scale up as their business grows, or they buy another company and have to merge those infrastructures. Talk a moment about what is the scalability for the solution.
Sure. That's one of our strong points when you look at what UCS is. UCS, and I mentioned this before, is a pod-based infrastructure. Where a chassis, when you're looking at the blade, where competitors, when you're looking at the blades, are a chassis-based architecture. In other words, our competitors do very well up to 14 blades for IBM or up to 16 blades for HP and Dell. Once you go outside of that first chassis, that 17th blade, in the case of HP and Dell, it causes you to have to buy another chassis, all the switches, the management modules, all those pieces and components have to be replicated into that second chassis. Those second chassis, that additional chassis can cost anywhere between $25,000 and $45,000 over and above. You know, where your Cisco chassis, you're talking about, you know, $8,000 or $10,000. All right, so at the end of the day, our scalability is dramatic compared to our competition. We could have up to 40 chassis per fabric interconnect or 320 servers managed with one instance, you know, one management interface. We've had number of customers out there. We've had, you know, somewhere around 30 to 40 chassis of our competitors' servers. And those 30 or 40 chassis turned into 140 or 150 different management points. So just think of it, 150 management points down to one management point. How easy is that to manage your environment compared to the competition? Is the complexity more complex with UCS or less complex? And Cisco will absolutely make the contention, and so will many of our customers, that UCS dramatically reduces the complexity and enables the scalability.
Well, you knocked out the scalability and also kind of the affordability as well of the solution here. I want to get, you just mentioned, you know, some of the feedback from customers. I want to see if you can share with us, Bob, what have they said to you, to your team, that they've looked at and said, you know what, this is what's innovative. This is what really set the Cisco UCS apart from something else in the marketplace and why we went with UCS.
Once again, it really comes down to what I keep calling the secret sauce. UCS manager and service profiles. What the combination of those two components allows you to effectively do a menu pick and say that this particular application has this minimum daily adult requirement. This requirement is I need X amount of memory, X speed CPU, X amount of space on the disk or on the LUN somewhere. And when you go out there and you're doing a vMotion with, say you're implementing VMware, or maybe some other type of virtualization package, or it could either be standalone types of applications as well. But let's just pick VMware with vMotion. You just want to move a whole virtual server from point A to point B. That move happens seamlessly because what UCS has done, UCS has virtualized the hardware to the point where the application developer and the IT person doesn't need to care about what the underlying hardware is, because service profiles takes care of it for you. Because you filled out a little menu, a little checkbox that says, I need to have X, Y, and Z in place before this application can land on a particular server. And UCS Manager and Service Profiles ensures that those criteria are in place so that you have a rock-solid platform to run your application on or move your application to in case of maintenance window or emergencies or whatever the scenario may be.
Hey, Bob, went over a lot of stuff today. Really do appreciate just a moment here. We'll give the audience some information on how they can follow up and get more information. But really do appreciate the time and the conversation today.
Well, thank you very much, James. This was wonderful. I appreciate the time.
And, of course, a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Let me give you some of that contact information. Again, if you want to learn more about Cisco Unified Computing and the professional services, such as, say, server assessments that are available from the PC Connection family of companies, you can do a few things. First off, if you have an account manager, contact that individual. Next, you can go online to pcconnection.com or call 1-800-800-0014. And if you'd like to email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that wraps up this installment of Connection Point.